Mama told me to step out and cut down a side of meat hanging to the rafters. The minute I opened the door and looked up, I saw that the meat was gone. I looked down then. At the same instant, a dog rose from where he'd been curled up on the ground beside the barrel that held our cornmeal. He was a big, ugly, slick-haired, yeller dog. One short ear had been chewed off, and his tail had been bobbed so close to his rump that there was hardly stub enough left to wag. But the most noticeable thing to me about him was how thin and starved-looking he was, but his belly was swelled up as tight and round as a pumpkin. It wasn't hard to tell why that belly was so full. That side of meat had been a big one. Well, to lose the only meat we had left from last winter's hog butchering was bad enough. But what made me even madder was the way the dog acted. He didn't even have the manners to feel ashamed of what he had done. He rose to his feet, stretched, yawned, then came romping towards me, wiggling that stub tail and yelling, "Yow, yow, yow," just as he belonged there and I was his best friend. "Why, you thieving rascal," I shouted and kicked at him as hard as I could. He ducked, just in time so that I missed him by a hair.